Okay, let's get things started. Manolo.
Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Can you please talk a little bit about some of the highlights of your training session today?
The highlight of the training session today was very short. That was the highlight. We've given them, typically the way we do things is the first day, we ease them in, days two and three, one pitcher's throw. They get a ton of swings, and then we back it down a little bit. On day four, that's today, right? Day four. And we did have some pitchers since we have about a million in camp, but they threw a little bit earlier today to our catchers who sometimes struggle to get swings because they're always catching. Kolarik threw the ball really well. And I really liked the way Charles threw the ball today.
The other thing is, I'm guessing that you're very happy for Dustin Fowler. You were talking about him the other day. He seems like he landed in a very nice place over there in Pittsburgh. I'm reading that probably he's in a mix to fight for a center field spot there with the Pirates.
Yeah, I'm happy for him. It just, it got crowded in a hurry here. He was his first year. He got to play quite a bit. And then, things changed a little bit with the personnel here. And unfortunately, he didn't get much of an opportunity after that. And so hopefully he does. He's a good kid. He's a talented player. I hope he gets a good opportunity.
Matt?
Just curious, is there a timeline or any plan for Puck to face hitters? I think you were saying that he had thrown a few side sessions.
Yeah. I'll check on that. I think it's pretty soon, but we wanted to get a few bullpens under his belt. In the same case, Rosenthal hasn't thrown to hitters. Romo hasn't even thrown a bullpen yet. Some of our veteran guys, obviously with, last year being short too, we want to bring them on a little bit slower.
Is that is that planned with Romo not having thrown a bullpen yet?
Yeah.
Martin?
Hey, Bob, you mentioned Charles, and I know, the bullpen obviously has made a lot of additions recently and is pretty set, but is he one of those guys, given his development over the last year or so, that's kind of that next wave pretty close to contributing here at some point?
He's still young. He has great stuff. He probably has to be a little bit better with his command and throw the ball over the plate a little bit more consistently. You know what? We like what we saw last spring. He had a couple good outings. He had a couple of tough outings that, kind of teach you some things. So he's really motivated coming into camp. I really don't know what to tell you as far as the pecking order. I do know we like him, and we do think he has a nice major league career ahead of him.
Alex?
Hey, Bob. Luzardo told us a couple days ago that he's trying to get his breaking ball back to where it was in 2019. And it might be a little too early for this question, but I'm curious what your impression of that pitch is so far, if you've seen anything different there.
Yeah, one thing about Jesus is he's got a plan all the time. And he has a great understanding of what he needs to do. He evaluates himself well. Yeah, I think he's trying to find maybe a harder breaking ball and a softer breaking ball to give him maybe a true four pitch mix. If it's one breaking ball and you struggle with it, now all of a sudden your fastball changeup is a starter. He can get away with that, but it's probably the prudent thing to do to work on, probably two different types of breaking balls. I think that'll serve him well. So, he's awfully talented, but I'm really impressed with the way he kind of evaluates himself and understands that he's continually trying to get better and finding ways to do it.
Got it. Thank you.
Jess?
Hey, Bob.
That was Wilch.
It's not a good omen, I feel.
No, it means he's here, and I said something stupid.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bobby.
You said Luzardo evaluates himself well. When you say that, what kind of characteristics does that mean for a pitcher who's willing to evaluate themselves well?
I would say in general, pitchers have a tough time evaluating themselves sometimes, and it takes a step back. A lot of times it's an off season where you look at the numbers. There's a lot more information to look at nowadays to what worked for you and what didn't. But, you know, he's pretty hard on himself. So if he has a tough outing and he, you know, he looks, breaks it all down and understands this is why I had a tough outing. He's able to do that. And, you know, we don't want him to have a ton of pitches because, you know, you want to simplify, you want to have command of three as a starter. And, but I think he realizes there were times where he was limited without a good breaking ball. And he's just trying to get better with that.
I feel like that kind of goes into like his maturation process. He's a very mature pitcher in that regard.
Very, especially for a young age. Has been since we first had him here. You know, that was probably, you know, obviously the stuff, but that was probably, I was most impressed by how he understands himself and how he works to get better and picks out based on, you know, the numbers and so forth, what's the prudent thing to have to work on.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Happened there.